this video is supposed to be making fun of conservatives, but when I tell you, I freaking howled laughing. Most of us are normal, but some of us...
I heard a rumor.
What's that, Tear?
Mexican werewolves are coming up from Mexico and selling crap.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to that.
If that happens, yeah.
We'll get to that, Terry, when that happens.
Right. If I feel
I have had the weirdest things said to me, okay? One being that JFK was going to be installed as president any day now. Yes, JFK from the dead. So this TikTok isn't exactly a complete lie.
I can't bring people back from the dead. It's not a pretty picture. I don't like doing it.
I'm Alex Clark, and this is Poplitics, the first and only daily conservative pop culture show ever made. Yes, I created the show
way back in the olden days of 2019.
Thumbs up every episode, subscribe to this channel, and tell your friends to do the same. Fascinating stories today. Amanda Bynes was placed on a psychiatric hold after walking around the streets naked. Social media star and podcaster Tinks revealed to her followers that she practices witchcraft. Dead serious. Someone pooped next to Hillary and Chelsea Clinton at a Broadway show, and the Broadway show happened to be Some Like It Hot. Yes, that really did happen. And you will be on the edge of your seat for a rescue story on today's What's Good Wednesday.
Yeah, it's me. We've got a turd in the punch bowl. I repeat, we have a turd in the punch bowl.
Amanda Bynes was placed on psychiatric hold after she flagged down a car without any clothes on in Los Angeles early Sunday. She told the driver she was coming down from a psychiatric episode. I think that part of the story is important because in LA, someone walking down the street butt naked is normal now, and that's not seen as crazy at all. So it's probably a good thing that she kind of gave that qualifier.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I just find clothes restricting.
You know how I know everyone is a way better person than me? Because everyone else's immediate reaction to this story was like, aw, how sad, poor Amanda. And my reaction was, finally, some interesting pop culture news. Bring back Amanda, Paris, Brittany, and Nicole doing lines and stumbling into paparazzi like the good old days. Give me drama. Give me pure early 2000s pop culture. According to Page Six, Amanda then called 911 on herself and was taken to a nearby police station where a mental health expert determined that she needed to be placed on a 5150 hold. A 5150 hold typically lasts 72 hours, but it can be extended based on a patient's need, and Amanda is still there at the time that we're recording this. She had actually been set to attend 90s Con in Connecticut with her former All That co-stars over the weekend, but canceled due to an undisclosed illness. Obviously, it was this. Amanda's ex-fiance, Paul Michael, said that Amanda has allegedly been off her meds and wild.
Other breaking news. Water. Wet.
Christy Carlson Romano, yes, the Even Stevens girl.
Ren, why are you so jumpy? I just wanted to show you my penguin jockey costume for Halloween, that's all, Ren.
Is one of the nice people. She tweeted, prayers for Amanda Bynes. We should be sending love her way, even if it's just in how we plan to help a new generation of young artists.
We need to pray for her.
Amen.
But we also need to get her the hell out of here.
Amen.
Amanda's parents are not considering a conservatorship despite all this, and I have to wonder if it's because of the backlash that Britney's family got and how negative they're now seen as in the public eye.
You were this close, and you blew it.
Please, this section was so hard for me to write. My beloved Tink is into witchcraft, and this isn't the fake annoying everything and everyone is demonic crap that's all over the internet. I mean, she legit admitted on her stories herself during an AMA that she is into it. She was asked anonymously what some of her favorite rituals are, and she answered, like witch rituals or self-care rituals? I'm not trying to be funny, I genuinely have both. So, thanks Tinks. My love for you is officially ended. Shot in the heart, that was it, can't do it.
No! You ruined my whole day!
She's so lost. Like, she's been wearing a diamond cross necklace for months now, and now she's saying this. She's over, man.
It was fun while it lasted.
Y'all are gonna think I'm making this up, but it is real as me and you. There is a serial pooper in New York City that's been targeting the halls of the legendary Schubert Theater, and the last time they struck, a turd appeared in the aisle near Hillary and Chelsea Clinton at the Broadway show for Some Like It Hot.
Well, hello, beautiful.
The The fact that this happened at a show literally called Some Like It Hot is just so poetic and unreal. It's like a Taylor Swift song.
Somebody making soup?
A source told Page Six last week when Hillary and Chelsea Clinton were in the audience, the lights came up for intermission and there were two human turds in the aisle right next to the famous political duo.
What a sexy surprise.
Very considerate of this person to put a snack right there so Hillary and Chelsea didn't have to get up during intermission looking for one.
It's all just a symphony for your mouth.
Okay, enough of that. Here's a feel-good story, although I suppose many could argue that that was also a feel-good story. It's time to see what's good.
What's good?
Police say a Whataburger employee's spot-on instincts led to the arrest of a 79-year-old man in Texas who appeared to have a 13-year-old girl with him that he didn't know. The worker noticed a young girl and older man eating at a Whataburger in Texarkana just before noon on Monday, March 13th. The employee called 911 because something didn't seem right about the situation. Well, officers began investigating and realized the worker's instincts were spot-on after the police learned the pair barely knew each other.
My spidey sense is tingling.
The 13-year-old girl told police that the man named Michael Clark, no relation to me, had offered to pay her for sexual favors. The 79-year-old had picked her up that morning before they stopped to eat at Whataburger. She also told police that Clark had inappropriately touched her a few weeks before. Police arrested Clark the following day, and he is facing charges of indecency with a child and solicitation of prostitution, according to the release. That worker better get Employee of the Month at least. Now, here's my ranking of the burger places that everyone always talks about. I think Whataburger is number one. Not just for this story, but because the burgers aren't bad, the fries are fantastic, and the spicy ketchup is my long-lost lover. Then I'm going with Shake Shack, and then In-N-Out, which is the least impressive and the worst French fries I've ever had. They literally taste as if they have frostbite. So overrated, it's not even funny!
You're right. I know.
We Are Whataburger stands for life. It's my one seed oil exception.
Oops, got your coping skills. Now let's see what we got. That's not a coping skill.
That was a fun episode today, right? Thumbs up this video for Hillary Clinton finding a chocolate log at intermission. Subscribe for the Whataburger employee saving a child victim. And comment your ranking of the fast food burgers in order from best to worst. Also, what is the weirdest conservative conspiracy theory that you've ever heard? Because I know you have one. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. It's Pop Culture Without the Propaganda, Monday through Thursday. I'm Alex Clark, and this is Poplitics. Hopefully you found the conservatee scalding today. Don't forget, if you want to get the full Poplitics experience, to follow us on Instagram at Poplitics, where you can see all the fun clips. You can find me on Instagram too, at Real Alex Clark. Love you, mean it. Bye.